The international aid effort is gathering pace for the victims of the Haitian earthquake, and the Czech Republic is no exception. The government has earmarked over $1 million, and private collections launched by the country's NGOs have also raised substantial amounts. But there's been criticism too, with some NGOs expressing frustration at being unable to help. Rob Cameron has the story.
The plight of the Haitian earthquake victims has stirred consciences all over the world, with governments and NGOs rushing to help. On Monday, the Czech government announced it was earmarking 20 million crowns, that's 1.1 million US dollars, towards the aid effort. Jan Koholt, Czech Foreign Minister.
This money will be used to finance work being carried out by various UN agencies and will also be directed, as we've been advised, to providing food aid. At the same time, some of this financial aid will go to our NGOs working in Haiti.
Defense Minister Martin Bartak told reporters his ministry was putting together special teams of relief workers ready to fly to Haiti as soon as they receive the order.
The Ministry of Defense is currently putting together mobile teams comprising medical staff and chemical experts who would concentrate on restoring sources of drinking water that have been contaminated. We've also offered a team of 30 military police who would help in maintaining order.
But so far, no plane with Czech markings has landed at Port-au-Prince's airport. Czech officials say they don't have the resources to deliver aid halfway around the world. And anyway, for the meantime, the congested airport can't handle any more flights. That led to anger from some local NGOs who say they have volunteers and equipment ready to help, but no way of getting them to Haiti. The country's best-known humanitarian aid organisation, People in Need, has already raised almost $1 million from public donations, but has decided, for the moment at least, not to send its own mission. The organisation's director, Shimon Panek, explained why.
Well, we decided not to go in the time of emergency and open our own mission, and that's mainly due to the fact that People in Need is a member of Alliance 2015, the seven high-quality professional organizations, six of them from Western Europe and the People in Need from the new member states. Four of them are present for the long-term projects, development projects in Haiti with 25 expatriates and 200 national staff. So we do have enough of capacities in place to implement the eight projects funded from People in Need as well, and there is no sense to open the fifth office, especially in the emergency phase, because the main problem is not money and it's not people traveling from outside. The main problem are coordination and the logistics for the moment.
Indeed, People in Need has sent one of its coordinators to Port-au-Prince, who describes these scenes of destruction in today's Le Devoir Novene newspaper. In a separate article, the newspaper takes something of an accusatory tone, pointing out that neighbouring Poland was able to send one of its aircraft with Polish rescuers to Haiti, and small countries such as Belgium, Israel and Ireland had managed to get their people into the country when the Czech authorities were saying it was impossible.
Rob Cameron with